This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Be a consistent Muslim. Be a steadfast Muslim. Even when you make a mistake, repent. Don't be one foot in, one foot out. That's part of being a happy person. Take it from me. Any human being who believes that happiness can be found at other than the doorstep of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown very bad expectations in Allah. Impossible. It is only with Him and obeying Him. And take it as a rule in life. Your soul's fatigue and exhaustion is directly linked to how far or close it is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why when Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was traveling, he said to his servant after experiencing so much fatigue, he said, "Atina ghada'ana, laqad laqina min safarina hadha nasaba." He said to him, "Bring us our food. We are so tired because of this journey. I am so fatigued." Listen to what the Prophet ﷺ said in commentary of the statement of Prophet Musa. He said, "Walam yansab hatta jawaz al-makan alladhi umira bihi." The Prophet Musa sallallahu alayhi wasallam only experienced fatigue only after he crossed the area that Allah wanted him to be at. Allahu Akbar. So his bodily exhaustion was a sign that you had crossed the area where I wanted you to be. So you do the same and you say the same. Oh my soul, if you are fatigued, if you are constantly down, if you are consciously anxious, it is a sign that you are standing outside of where Allah Almighty wants you to stand. La ilaha illallah. That is why Ibn Taymiyyah, he would say in beautiful words, "Man arada as-sa'adat al-abadiyyah, falyalzam 'atabat al-'ubudiyyah." Whoever is looking for eternal happiness, he will find it at the doorstep of worship. Eternal happiness is found at the doorstep of worship. Allahu Akbar. Be a consistent Muslim, consistent with your salah, consistent with your zakah, consistent with your fast, consistent, my sister, with the correct Islamic hijab, consistently away from bad companionship, consistently away from intoxicants, and you will find that happiness.